But to hit it up right now.
How do you do? I'm going to chat with you about getting fucked. Yeah.
This is gonna freak people out. Wow!
Now, we just don't know exactly what's coming up, but we'll keep you posted. Right now, back to Elvis Presley.
And now a riddle from Elvis.
What has four wheels and flies?
The answer?
A garbage truck.
Who cares?
U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage says,
watch me. I'm turning this valve handle.
Watch it again in slow motion.
I'm turning this valve handle.
Is that supposed to be some kind of a joke?
Another requested song.
Please remember I'm in love with you, so blow me.
Now that's what I like to hear.
Roy Orbison wants to get the...
Yeah.
Roy Orbison takes a...
That's just flat wrong.
Push your blue button.
Hey!
We took a shortcut through the playground and ran over seven kids, but we made it to happy hour on time.
Hey!
I don't believe it. It's that DJ shitbox again.
Okay, kill the music and call security.
Hi, this is Anne wishing all of you a happy
intestinal solstice.
Attention, the following message could change your life.
Play golf during electrical storms from the Church of
Rip and Burn.
Another in the series of presidential profiles. Franklin Delano Rosenhower. Fourth president of the United States.
And this just in, late word from London, police say they were right.
Bang, bitch.
You suck!
What's the matter with you?
What is the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
What is the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
What is the matter with you?
Who cares?
Hi, greetings and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rush Limbaugh here. All right, it's time to
Oops.
Hello, everybody. I'm a baby seal.
Fuck you.
The Moody Blues want a
really good blowjob.
Me too.
Is truth dead in America?
Yes.
So have a cheeseburger and a Pop-Tart.
You know what's really hot right now?
Invisible cat urine.
I'm doing this commercial because I believe in
invisible cat urine.
How the whole family loves it.
Drink a glass every day.
Take it before going to bed.
All senior citizens should have
invisible cat urine.
Not available in all states.
Buy that shit now.
The voice of God spoke, saying,
get up out my business.
We're back and ready to take care of an email request sent in by Steve in Montana. He said he wanted to hear a Bobby Sherman classic.
You faggot!
Hey!
What?
Any self-respecting, intelligent person knows that...
You know, they don't mean to sit and take your game when they want anybody else. Anybody. You both keep your hands to yourself. Don't belong to you. They belong to other people. You don't want nobody to take none of your stuff.
He's got a mouthful of cookies.
Let's make a pack and get started.
Enter the invincible raging Buddhist Fist Panther Dragons, Snake Claw, Tiger Fist Rivals.
You'll say, get him. Get the hell out of here.
What?
I've dreamt of you, you bastard. You bastards are all bloody murderers.
Bastard. Who are you?
I only called your father a bastard. I should have called him a murdering bastard.
Shut your filthy mouth at once.
Bastard.
This bastard obviously came for our treasure. I don't care.
You impertinent bastard.
Damn.
You know I don't like to ask.
Then don't, my friend.
You dirty bastard.
Here, what the hell do you think this is? I'm so fed up with little bitches like yourself that if I see one more of you, I'll vomit.
You must be crazy.
Damn, bastard, damn you.
Coming soon to this theater.
Don't hold your breath.
But first, here is a question from a listener.
What kinds of toxic substances will we eat in the future?
I don't know. It tastes like glue.
Many, many women have said...
Just tell me what to do.
Okay. How about turning around and bending over?
Sure.
That never happens.
No way.
My favorite episode is the one where Danny Partridge gets fellated by a cross-dressing prostitute. Oh, wait. That really happened. Never mind. Just mellow out a little bit.
Rheumatic fever strikes some 20,000 children a year, leaving half of them with heart damage. Our guest today is Dr. Charles A.R. Connor, internationally known cardiologist and secretary of the New York Heart Association. Dr. Connor, what causes rheumatic fever?
We don't know for sure.
I believe I either read it or heard it, Doctor, that aspirin is also beneficial in rheumatic fever cases.
We don't know for sure.
Dr. Connor, how does rheumatic fever strike?
Well, as I have said, we don't know for sure.
Do you think we will ever have a vaccine to prevent rheumatic fever?
Certainly it is possible, but we don't know for sure.
Thank you, Dr. Connor, for this important information on rheumatic fever.
Bullshit!
Hi, this is Donnie Osmond.
Donnie, you're such a dick.
As soon as I get home, I'm calling my psychic again.
Shut up.
Another requested song.
Well, you know the rest.